Welcome or welcome back or whatever. I'm Jamie Waxman and this is Bum 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 Playgirls Sex Pod. Yes, I feel a bit silly today and this is going to be a silly sex pod. And that's okay because sex is silly and we're allowed to get silly every once in a while. And I think that being silly is a really important thing to remember. When you're having sex, if you're not having fun when you're doing it, and I'm not just talking about intercourse here, I'm talking about any type of sex, then why are you doing it? It's a good question. It's not the question I'm going to answer today, but the answer to that question is you shouldn't be doing it. If it's not fun for you, if it's not something you want to do, stop, drop, and roll. No, that's what you should do in a fire, I guess. Speaking of which, I got burned yesterday on a glue gun. I hate glue guns. I hate them all. I will not use them again. And I suffered a small second degree burn, I believe, after doing all the research online. I've got a whopping ass blister. I've never had a blister like this before. And it's so hard not to pop it because it's one of my OCDs, obsessive compulsive disorders. I like to pop my, things like zits and blisters and I guess anything else that would grow large with some sort of liquid inside. Anyway, that's not very sexy, and this is sexy. Okay, I told you I was in a weird mood. And again, I'm Jamie Waxman. This is Playgirl Sex Pod, broadcasting on PlaygirlTV.com. Check it out. Check it out for some hot erotica for couples. Playgirl TV is available at your local cable operator under the video on demand section. Just check it out there. It should be under adult and then for her or for couples. Or you can call your cable operator and ask them to get Playgirl TV video on demand. Also check out Playgirl TV's video series out. They are being distributed by Wicked DVD and you can purchase them online at any of your favorite sex shops. Or you can, go into a store and buy them there as well. One got a really great write-up in freddyandeddie.com, on freddyandeddie.com. So you can check it out there. And wired.com has been talking, hyping up the Playgirl TV DVD video series. Anyway, you can check me out, me, the silly girl talking behind the mic and the one you can't see but you can hear. So this is audio erotica at jamiewaxman.com. That's JAMYEWAXMAN. So today's inspiration. I was at a reading series in New York. That's where I live on Wednesday night. The reading series is run by a friend of mine, Rachel Kramer Bussell. Check out her blog at lustylady.blogspot.com. And one of the readers, a woman named Lisa, I can't remember anything else about her name, she read a story about her first dildo and how she threw it in some part of Baltimore, in some water in Baltimore, in a part of Baltimore, and how she had to say goodbye to her first dildo 24 hours after her first purchase. And it got me thinking, I'm not a dildo girl. I don't like large dildos or small dildos. I'm not opposed to experimenting with dildos, but when I'm alone, it's not the dildo that I go for. So I started to think about the sex toys that influenced my life or that really left an impression or that are coming into my life and possibly will leave an impression later on. And so I decided to write an open letter to some of my vibrators. I guess they're not really open letters because they're just letters to the vibes that have been in my life or maybe will be in my life. So I figured I'd share them with you today and we can maybe even talk a little bit about each vibrator after I read each letter. They're all very short letters, not very short, but short, like a paragraph. So they're short. And here we go. Dear Slim, I hope you're doing well. It's been years since we last saw each other. In fact, I can't quite remember the last time. Can you? Anyway, I just wanted to say hi, see if you were still buzzing around. I hope you are. I know that you have lots of family out there. I've even seen a number of them at a number of stores, just hanging around, waiting to be bought. None of them have your coloring, your pale ivory sheen, the one that made me fall head over heels so many years ago. Okay, truthfully, it wasn't your color I loved, although when I think of you, I often think of what you looked like, because it was all about how you made me feel. You made me feel like no other man or vibrator had made me feel before. I didn't know I was capable of so much before I met you. Capable of letting go and getting off, and only after our first encounter did I realize that I had never had an orgasm before. You were mailed to me, a gift from the heavens. Well, not really. A gift I bought myself from a mail order sex catalog. But still, I wouldn't have found you if it hadn't been for the former tenant in my apartment who forgot to change his address. Thank you, Glenn Smith. Thank you so much. Still Slim, I can't remember why or how we parted. I know that you were by me so many lonely nights, but I don't remember saying goodbye. Perhaps I stuck you back in your glass case, hand sent you away via the trash. I hope I wasn't so cruel. If so, all I ask is for forgiveness. I will never forget you, Slimline, your long, hard plastic body and your variable speeds. I just wanted to tell you that, to let you know you're in my thoughts. Am I in yours? That's the Slimline Vibrator. Let's talk a little bit about the Slimline Vibrator and let you know what it is exactly. The Slimline Vibrator is a variable speed hard plastic vibrator, and you can probably purchase them at any sex shop. They're pretty available. They are very basic. They should run you, $10 to $20, and they come in all different colors. Reds, blacks, blues, purples, gold, silver, although the silver sometimes isn't variable speeds. And they're really basic. They're long enough to put inside of you, so that's nice. They're easy to clean. Hard plastic always gives such a great buzz, so I'm very into the hard plastic buzz. And if you're looking for a cheap, nice first vibrator, or maybe, you know, any vibrator just to have around, they do get loud over time. That's the one problem with hard plastic, is it will get loud over time. So that's the only thing you really have to watch out for. But, you know, otherwise, all's good. All's good. Slim worked for me. Gave me my first orgasm. I'd been dating a guy for, at that point, like 6 years, and I wasn't 100% sure if I had or had not had an orgasm, which to me is always a clue. That means you haven't. And I got this vibrator because I was listening to the radio and listening to Howard Stern, who was talking about vibrators and about what his wife liked to use to get off. And she mentioned this Next Vibe. That's what he was using, but it was too expensive at the time. I didn't know if they would work, so I didn't get it. It's not very expensive either, but anyway, here's the vibe Howard Stern was talking about when he was once married. Dear Pocket Rocket, wow, did you pack a punch? I have to say thank you for introducing me to the world of small one-speed action, and that I'm not sure how many members of your family have come and gone in my life over the past few years. Suffice to say, it's been quite a few. I didn't know that I loved my clit so much until you got me off, and I must thank you for that. I've since moved on to your waterproof cousin, you know, the water dancer, but we think about you often and even joke about the good old days. Thanks for being a friend, albeit a loud one at times. I appreciated that you only took one double A from me and that you were reliable to the touch. I do hope you're well. I'm sure we'll see each other again sometime soon. Very short and to the point. Yes, the Pocket Rocket, my first real love. I loved that it came in pink, my favorite color besides green. I loved that it was small. You know, one speed's interesting because for me it's fine and I don't mind it at all, but over time, as the battery tends to wear out, you get more speeds out of it, but those speeds don't feel as good as the first speed that you try. So that's always a little bit interesting as well. They're great because they're they don't look phallic at all. So if it's something that you're not interested in looking phallic, your vibrator doesn't have to. It is only really for your clitoris. You could use it on the outside of your butt maybe, but then you want to, if you use the plastic covering for the outside of your butt, you don't want to use it for your clitoris because you don't want to put those kind of places back and forth, despite what you see in porn. No ass to vagina. No, 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 unless you wash really well, okay? Do you hear me? So yeah, I love the pocket rocket. The water dancer, you know, I don't need the waterproof part because I don't really use the vibe in the bath. But it's not so bad to have, just, you know, in case one day I decide to get all wet and wild as well. Okay, here's the next letter. Hey, magic wand. What's up? I feel like I need to shout over your powerful plug-in vibration. I kind of think you're too much for me, although I'm sure there are plenty of women who can handle you. And the truth is, I don't need to always be around all that buzz. It's kind of like your high drama, only what it really is that you're high buzz. But lots of people love you, even worship you. And this guy I know, he made this sex toy designed just to keep you in place. Isn't that crazy? It's called My Buddy, www.howsyourbuddy.com. Yeah, I know you're special, or at least lots of people think you are. I think you're great on my back, but not so great on my clit. Of course, I could wear panties or keep a towel in between you and me, but that's not my thing. Besides, I have other lovers. So, don't worry. Stay under my bed. Come out for a massage every once in a while. That's cool. We can live like this. I'll leave it to the other girls to worship you. Ain't that the truth? You know, the magic wand gets this praise as the Cadillac of vibrators, and it is mother effing strong, that's for sure. But really, outside of it being the most powerful thing I've ever put on my clit, I don't necessarily need all that buzz and all that vibration down there. So it's not something that I use all that often. It's not something I use at all anymore, really, except when I want a good back massage. Although even that could be a little intense. It's great for two women to use together because you can both be on one side of it. And also now it comes with attachments for your G-spot and just for penetration. So if you put an attachment on, it might make a really great, powerful vibrator for inside your pussy if that's your thing. And, you know, for some people, if that works, then it's worth it. But not so much for me. A lot of women use a towel or they use underwear over their vibrator. But I say if you have to do that, get a new vibe. Personally, that's how I feel. Not how you should feel, of course. But yeah, this guy I know made this thing called My Buddy, and it's at howsyourbuddy.com, I believe. And it's a pillow that you sit on, and the magic wand is placed in it. And it's supposed to, you know, keep you buzzing happy away for a while. I just haven't tried it because I'm a little bit afraid of that magic wand. But I'm not opposed to trying it. And so there's a possibility in the not too distant future I may try it, which I will, because, you know, if someone sends me a sex product, I feel that in order to inform the rest of you guys about it, I need to really adequately know if I think it works. Like I said, with the magic wand, I just don't know. I'm not 100% sure that you need it. But I think it's definitely, if you love your magic wand, something you might want to try. Who knows? Anyway, I'm Jamie Waxman. This is Playgirls Sex Pod on PlaygirlTV.com. Okay, yes, let's move on, shall we? Sounds like a plan. Here's my last letter. Dear Iris, you sit in my bedroom, although we've yet to be formally introduced, so I'd like to say it's nice to meet you. All the way from Sweden, in a company called Lelo, www.lelo.com, you are a little beauty. Boy, are you fine. I'm honored to have you in my presence. Now all I need to do is charge you up, literally, and set you off. I'm looking forward to our first encounter to get you inside of me so that you can hopefully hit my spots. I have to say, I don't come all that easy from penetration, but you're so pretty and pleasing on the eye that I'm willing to give it my best shot. I hope we become best friends, or at least fast friends, although I'm also interested in meeting your cousin, Nia. You are both so fine and all mine. Sorry about the cheesy rhyme. Anyway, I'm sure we'll be in touch soon. Yes, Lelo.com, L-E-L-O. If you've got some money to burn and you want a really pretty vibrator, then I highly recommend that you check out Lilo. Really highly recommend it because it is beautiful, and I just don't know what else to say about it. Anyway, I haven't tried them yet. That's why. Oh, they're rechargeable. And they have LED lights, which are really, really cool as well, so that you actually get to see it charging. And it just looks like you are really taking care of yourself and extra special attention to your body. Of course, you can always check out the Playgirl collection of sex toys as well. There are some neat vibes in there. I'm really about the hard plastic, like I said. And I am Jamie Waxman. This has been Playgirl Sex Pod on PlaygirlTV.com. Check me out at JamieWaxman.com. JamieWaxman.com. And until next time, come again and again and bzzz.